Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, we are going to be jumping in and answering this question. What does my husband mean when he says he's sexually frustrated? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize the no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. Okay, so this question came in our office hours page. Could you please explain to me when my husband says he's sexually frustrated? He has said this to me at times for all our marriage, and while I have to take it to mean he just wants to have sex, I wonder if there is more to it. He has a history of porn use and masturbation, and sex has always been a point of conflict that we are now working through. Is sexual frustration something I should understand better? Wow. Okay, well, this is a great question. And something that I run into an awful lot on the guy's side, right? Men complaining they're sexually frustrated. So I'm going to try to give you the best answer I can from a male perspective, but from a perspective of a male who also dealt with that stuff and no longer does. Sexual frustration. First of all, you have to ask him probably what he means by it. Okay. Don't just assume it's sexual frequency. Granted, with guys, a lot of time, that's really what they're saying. It's sexual frequency. But it could be much more than that. It could be the fact that maybe he feels like he always has to initiate. You don't want to initiate. Maybe he feels like, yes, he's not having sex enough. Maybe he feels that the sex is, I don't know, boring or kind of, you know, just, eh. Not saying it's not. It is, but again, you said this guy struggles, your husband struggles with porn and things like that. So he's been exposed to a lot of unnatural, let's just put it that way, perspectives on what sex should look like, right? In porn videos, they're having sex on washer machines and the hoods of Ferraris, not in a bedroom, right, with the lights off. So, you know, you need to ask him these things and find out what he means about it. Now, that said, and this is where it gets difficult, and we talked about this in our Shameless event a couple months ago, but a lot of times what we say is the thing that's bothering us is really not the thing, it's the thing behind the thing. So what I mean by that is this. Sexual frequency, not showing any sort of initiation, those sorts of things. A lot of times what we're really getting at as a guy, and sometimes we don't even realize it, is that it's not just the lack of sex or the perceived lack of interest. It's what that says about us, or at least what we think that says about us. My wife's not interested in me. My wife's not attracted to me. My wife doesn't want me, right? Feelings of rejection, low self-worth, like all these things kind of feed into a lot of the pain and insecurities that we as men often struggle with when we look at porn, because those are the things that often leads us to our porn addiction in the first place. So we grew up in systems and structures where we weren't affirmed enough, where we were rejected a lot, where we felt abandoned, where we felt alone. So then we come into a marriage and our wife says, I don't feel like having sex. And because we are in that fight and flight mindset and we're not really emotionally grounded, we hear, I don't want you. You're a loser. There's nothing about you that I'm attracted to, right? So it's really painful. And what do we do? Well, since we're not really that emotionally healthy to begin with, we react with the easiest emotion that we can handle, which is anger, right? We get angry. We get frustrated. We don't sit there and think through any of this other stuff. It's just, I can't believe her. How dare she? And then if we're struggling with porn and masturbation, a lot of times we end up looking at porn or masturbating, kind of like revenge porn, if you will, right? So you need to really talk to him about that. And again, have an honest conversation. Try to make sure that both of you agrees that you're going to be honest, but not to take it personal, right? That we're just trying to get to the root here and hear him out. And then he needs to hear out what you got to say. Because sometimes from our perspective as a man, we hear she doesn't want me and you're saying It's really not, I don't want you. It's, I don't want you like this. In other words, yes, I want to be with you, but I don't want it to be something that we rush, you know, when we go to bed. I don't want it to be, hey, we go through our day disconnected, not talking, not spending time together, you know, carting the kids around, doing this. We come to the bedroom, and then in 5 minutes, you expect me to just flip the switch and be sexually available, right? That's not the way it works, right? That's not healthy sex. That's not enjoyable sex. So he needs to understand that, right? Maybe it's, hey, listen, it's not that I don't want to have sex with you, but I'd like a little more romance leading up to it. Maybe we could go on a date here and there. So many couples don't date. I talk about this actually in my book, When Shame Gets Real, this exact scenario. So I would look into that. Maybe check out livefreewives.org. That is our spouses community. A lot of women there kind of dealing with the same stuff. And for him, I would also have point him in the direction, maybe the Live Free community or our small groups online program. But he needs to get a handle on this, you know, porn addiction of his. Because honestly, if he's addicted to porn, if he's continually masturbating, it's going to be hard for the two of you to really have a truly healthy sexual life together, because his brain is kind of jacked up on dopamine and it's being affected by a lot of the things that we try to deal with, right? And again, he's probably not in the best emotional place to begin with to have these conversations. So I hope that helps. If you have a question for me that you want answered in an upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxchurch.com/office-hours. Submit your question there, and I will answer it. That's about all. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then.